This is Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 123. Matt Scott is joined by Bruno Napoli, Stephen Bronner, and George Tucker talking about Amazon's Fire Cube. Stephen Bronner starts off talking about Amazon's position from outside of the control market.
Once again, we have a company that doesn't specialize in control telling us that they're going to tackle a subject that all these major control companies have tried to tackle. I mean, they're going to work with your surround sound receiver. They're going to work with this. They're going to work with that. Really? Because in 2016, Pioneer used one set of drivers and one set of codes. And in 2017 and 18, they switched over to Onkyo and Integra and Pioneer using the same codes. So you're telling me that a company the size of Amazon is now going to track down every IR code and every driver and every network interface and make all this stuff work. That's not what they do. They are an information and a package moving company. They are not a control company. However, in my opinion, they asked Jeff Bezos, "You're the richest man in the world. What are you going to do next?" You know what he said? "Whatever I want to." So maybe if anybody's going to pull it off, maybe it's Amazon. Maybe it's Elon Musk. Maybe it's Jeep. But we'll see. Somebody will pull it off. I just don't know if it's going to be Amazon.
Very good. George, do you trust that the majority of these features will actually work as advertised?
I think some of that technology is the right direction, right? Yes, you're going to have that required differentiation of who's speaking, when they're speaking, into what device. And they cross over too frequently nowadays. And in order for them to do that, that will be the kicker with these things can sort of work in that. They say that this will also be able to tell between playing music and other media and differentiate your voice from that so they can hear you while it's playing and change up. What really to me amazes me is that it's got all kinds of interesting ideas about control, about Ethernet, about being able to work together with all of these different sources. Mm-hmm. And that's what they really want to do. I guess I'm talking about the thing is, I don't know if they can do it. I think like Steven said, it's a great idea. There's lots of concepts here that we want. I just haven't seen it practically work yet. And we know what our experience is with Alexa's and with even the good ones, even Google Home, who's supposed to have a better speaker and all that stuff. It's a fight sometimes. You're still going, "Alexa, Alexa," and fighting with it. So I'm not as high on that as I was on the other stuff.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.